What She Did by Alex Kane and read by Leslie Harcourt for Saga Egmont. Prologue. I'm none other than a spectator in the gathering crowd as she runs faster than her feet can carry her. She is screaming, and I can just about hear her over the sound of fast-passing cars. I did not mean for any of this to happen. I don't want to be the person I am. Nothing good ever comes from being who I am. But the truth is, I am bad. I always have been. I watch her as she pushes through people who are hunched together under umbrellas that take a beating from the rain which pours down from the darkened sky above. I call out to her to stop running. I'm not going to hurt her. She turns to me, and I see her blink against the rain as it powers down onto her face. Blackened tears trail down to her chin and drop to the ground, and her sodden hair clings to her face. I'm sorry, I call out. Her chest heaves as she sucks in large gulps of air. I hear a crack inside my head and I shut my eyes tight against the noise. When I open them, she's no longer standing across from me. She's dead. I feel a sudden rush of pain in my chest, in my head too. I fall to the ground and darkness creeps in from the corners of my eyes. Chapter 1. Victoria, Then. The little girl cries into the pillow as she lays on the unfamiliar bed. All she wanted was her sister, the only one who had ever been able to take care of her. But they'd been separated when the other adults arrived at the door. They were bossy, and her parents had argued with them for a short time before she'd heard them climb the stairs and enter the bedroom. Mummy and Daddy need some help to look after you, so we're going to find somewhere new for you to live so we can help them, one of the adults had said as they glanced around her bedroom. The other adult had a sad look in her face as she shook her head. That had been the previous evening.
Why are you crying?
The other girl asked, who was sitting on the bed opposite her own now.
I miss my sister, she said. Did they take her away?
Little Victoria wiped her eyes and sat up so she was facing the other bed.
Yes.
The room was dark except for the streetlight outside, which shined through the window. Victoria glanced around the room and sighed. Everything about the room was unfamiliar. The smell, the decor, the toys. She looks at the other girl and tries to smile.
I'm Holly.
I'm Victoria.
How long have you been here? I arrived here today, same as you,
Holly said.
I don't know why I had to come.
Victoria reached out for the one teddy bear she had managed to bring from home and hugged it tight to her chest. She thought about home and where her sister Jill might be now. It hurt her chest to think that she might never see her again.
Will we be here forever?
Victoria asked Holly.
I don't know, but we can be friends, and when we're older and leave here, we could still be friends,
Holly asked. Victoria liked the sound of that. If Jill was gone, it would be nice to have someone else to talk to. Holly seemed nice, a comfort inside the destruction.
I'd like that.
Holly moved from the bed to sit beside Victoria and held her hand.
This place seems okay for now. You'll find your sister again one day. When we're older, I can help you find her.
Victoria laid down on the bed and closed her eyes. Holly never left her side.
Chapter 2. Beth, Then. 1 year. 1 whole year has passed since I started seeing Lawrence. It has gone by so quickly, I can hardly believe it. In some ways, I feel like we have been together longer because we are so close. But then a year really is nothing. I glance at him as he lays on the couch beside me, breathing deeply in his sleep. I smile when I think about what I was doing this time last year.